No dziękuję za pomoc.
Good afternoon. We had a nice lunch, hadn't we? So I won't talk too loud. You can doze off. If the pictures are just pleasing, close your eyes and dream away. This is intriguing. It's a German from Germany. It's Peitgen, out the big book of Peitgen. Do you know it, about fractals?
Yes.
A very nice book. I read it lately, cover to cover and backwards. Julia fractals. My late professor Hans Lauwerier, unfortunately he passed away in the 90s, last century. His last 10 years of his life, he had the intuition that fractal geometry is something new and interesting. I just studied his works, and he made the decision to supply programs in BASIC in the 80s. And my motivation for this work is that I translated his BASIC programs in PostScript, because I thought then we have a broader audience for using these fractal programs. This is the third paper in my fractal geometry series. The first one is called Pythagoras Trees, published in the Post Bulletin, and will be in MAPS. The second is Classical Mathematical Fractals, also already published in the spring issue of Bachotech, again in MAPS, I hope, in due time. And this is the third one. I'm a bit lazy. This is a reminder that I should switch on now a movie. Meaning,
that's a screenshot. It's a screenshot. It's not.
I did something wrong.
Escape room.
I did something wrong. Oops.
I don't know. You made a screenshot, not intended, but
I did this shampoo thing.
Ah, het is beter. Als je even kijkt en als je naar boven komt, dan krijg je die shampoo.
Ja. This is a movie made by some people who did write the Chaos Package. I was well away on translating Lauwerier's programs. Then I became aware, happily late, that those packages already exist. If I would have known beforehand, maybe I would not have translated the codes. So I'm happy I was not aware of it. Look, this nice thing, this zooming and so on, live in this movie, I don't know yet how to do it, but they did it already for me, and I'd like to share it with you. The relation between Mandelbrot and Levy, not Levy, Julia fractals will become clear later. It's a very close relationship. Look what an unusual pictures, very unusual. Again, the boundary of the Mandelbrot fractal. Okay. Then we close this one. And then start this one up.
It's going in the back.
Now you see, you will be informed about the relationship between Mandelbrot fractal and the Julia fractals. When you walk around the boundary, this is associated Julia fractal. So hopefully now the magic about Mandelbrot fractal and what this all about has been taken away from you. It's just a bifurcation diagram which relates, is a mapping for the Julia fractals. Look. Amazing. Of course, this is a fun conference. You can play with this chaos package. It's free, it's public domain at home. Some sort of multimedia presentation to include these movies. So that's about it, I think. Motivation of this work. How to draw fractals. When I started, I did not know. Then I, of course, was aware of Laurier's work. This book has been translated in English as well. And I decided I translated in PostScript, wider audience and more longer lifetime, I believe. But there are also packages like Chaos and Fractulus. They are really nice. If you can lay your hands on it, it is in the public domain. Have a look at it and play. About 100 years ago, Carsten Julia did write a nice paper. a paper where I was a student, I should be ashamed of, because it was so, the basics was so simple. And the whole mathematical world overlooked it. On this picture, Julia is still not mutilated in his young days. He was mutilated in the World War number one. This work of Julia earned a prize, earned recognition. Only until the 80s of the last century, the unusual man Mandelbrot realized the importance and made this work famous. Look, this simple iterative system, quadratic system. We are so used to the world of linearity that even this simple non-linear system has so many secrets for us. Gaston Julia revealed some of them. At that time, 100 years ago, there was no computer, there was no things to visualize the things, and he just did it in this way. Some properties is fixed points, stability condition, derivative smaller than one. You understand that it is stable, some sort of, when it is bigger than one, then it flows away. The usual attractor when it is quadratic is infinity. But there are things called strange attractors. So this quadratic system confers to something, to a strange place. Quite confusing. And the Julia fractor itself is a repeller. So when you come close to it, you won't find it. You will go to away. And I will show you in a very simple example where we try to locate the intersection point of a parabola and a straight line. You will wonder, why do you talk about a parabola and a straight line? Is that a problem to find the intersection point, to find the zero? We overlooked it. It is a problem. For the unwary, this parabola properties, and you start somewhere, it converts. Hurrah, no problem. But what if we change this constant to minus one? You would say, it's the same. Why bother? You start at this iteration point, and it walks away from the intersection point. Maybe tomorrow, when you try to calculate the zero of a nonlinear function, you don't trust your results. Because this simple example does not converge to the real intersection point. How could we calculate in the past the zeros? How could we? We were stupid. We just did it and we were happy. Even if you start close by, the same will happen. You are attracted to the strange attractors, zero and minus one. These examples are in the paper. Please do realize what is there. This strange behavior is now, the concept is called bifurcation diagram. Here we have one solution, it's no problem. Here we have two solutions, and here we end up in chaos, meaning we get any answer out of it, any answer. This is the one with the strange attractors. And this is the fractal, the boundary. The points within this fractal don't fly away to infinity. Either they stay on the fractal, or they converge to the strange attractors. These bands are some measure of how close you are to the fractal or how close you are to infinity. Because when you start over here, you will flow away to infinity, because the fractal is a repeller. It's a nice picture. How closer you are to the fractal, how longer it takes to fly away to infinity. This number, how longer, is a measure for the closeness you are to the fractal. Laurier has provided Monte Carlo, meaning the quadratic system be inverted, meaning you draw a square root, meaning you have a plus and a minus branch. Monte Carlo means when you do the inverse iteration, you choose randomly between the one branch plus or the minus one. Therefore, it's called Monte Carlo. More accurate method is the boundary scan. You try to hit the boundary, and when you are on the boundary of the fractal, you stay on the fractal. They say, what happens in the presence of rounding errors, I should expect you will float away sooner or later to infinity because of the rounding errors. This is the field Julia fractal. Then you have a formula, a magic formula, where your mathematical background is asymptotics. You start somewhere very far away and you estimate the distance, and then you will find your point on the fractal. That's the mathematics, and Lowry has worked it out, and I must confess, I don't understand it completely, but it works. As I said, inverse iteration, the square root, plus a minus sign, and you iterate backwards. People familiar with linear recurrence relations know the phenomenon that sometimes you get a forward iteration solution and sometimes you have to start somewhere far away and iterate backwards. The same holds for linear, a non-linear system. Oops. This is the mumbo lingo of PostScript. I did the work for you, and you just have to invoke it with some parameters. That's all, and you can use it. Some examples, the name, the parameters, and you get various fractals. The field variant, it's not easy to use, not difficult to use. This is the distance formula, the distance to the Julia fractal, given a point somewhere. The property is it gives more details. Look, here's some variance with the parameter. You get a thinner or a thicker fractal. Some special cases. As we saw in the movie, the Mandelbrot fractal is a map for the various Julia fractals. This I got from internet. When you zoom in, you get the detail, zoom in, get the detail, and you end up again in the Mandelbrot-like fractal. Fractal geometry is also called endless repetition of figures, nearly repetition. Here are some details of an amateur. Amateur. I'm not saying Laurier was an amateur, but 20 years ago, this was about the state of the art. Now, professional people laugh about it, but nevertheless, you can play with the programs. You get some details from the programs. Have you been waiting for fun? Yeah. Packages from the internet. May I invite you, when you write about tech or LaTeX or LuaTeX or whatever, also consider competing tools so that the reader can judge, should I use the tech tools or the competing tools for my purpose. This is a fractalless window, and nowadays you see how easy it is by those packages to use this difficult mathematical fractal area. You can specify your formula in there, and this nice example of inversion of the Mandelbrot fractal, you can just do it by the package, just pushing some buttons, and there you are. To program it is quite different matter. And you see, you can color it in a nice way. You can exploit your creativity with colors, inside colors within the fractal, outside colors outside the fractal. Conclusions. I have finished it, and all those definitions are in my PostScript library. In the meantime, it has grown to over 300 entries. Here you see the relation of the Mandelbrot and Julia fractals.
Where can we get
Mandelbrot? Is a, I can't hear. And there is no fractal contour. If you know about the contour, I'm eager to hear. We just generate points, no contour. And I don't know how I should make out of this sponge a contour, otherwise than do it in PostScript for the moment. So if you have a suggestion how to do that, that would be a nice result. Get fractal contours. Just to show you that from other branches of science, from physics, you have also this fractal phenomenon. And here you have in physics, again, some sort of Mandelbrot fractal. real playground. Isn't it amazing? I think this is about it. So some remarks. This is my error. I should program it more systematically, etc. Fonts are not context sensitive. I, as a user, would now expect that the program is aware of the context where it is and what font size should be there automatically. I should not worry about it now in the 21st century, I think. Then we have these PDF literals still there, and we are a volunteers community, so we know about these things we don't like, but we don't have a mechanism to enforce the developer of PDF tech to improve the situation. That's a big difference between a company like Adobe. When they know these things, I think they try to make a better product. We end up with products which are nice, interesting, but have drawbacks. That's our world. Error prone. You see? Not colored. This is not colored, this is colored. And when we develop a new tool and we are used to the functionality of including PostScript pictures by PSVG, all of a sudden this history, this past, is thrown away. We can't use PSVG, meaning my documents of 15 years ago, which include PostScript pictures, I have to modify. They just throw it away. What is the reason? PostScript is a programming language, and we like PDF. But your history, as I said this morning, strive after compatibility, improve and make it better. But don't throw away proven things. And that is what we do, alas. Alas. To end up, Mandelbrot was not aware of Breskens, I think. But maybe he had a dream.
Oh.
This is his dream. Thank you. Bye. I hope it was interesting for you.
First about the question, I just asked Sveta and Kees to put everything that Kees has shown us today on my USB stick, and then we can put that on the file share. And everybody can get at the files. That's including the PostScript library. And then everybody can look at it and play with it.
Yeah? I'm not sure whether I have the most recent version.
Oh, it's already on this one.
Of the PS, sent it me later, or handed me later.
Okay. Yeah, but I have to do a presentation now, so that's fine. Mm. Okay. Well.
It's in the computer.
Yeah. But the chaos you can easily download from the internet. Just search chaos and you will find it. No problem. I'm not sure whether it's a Linux or a Unix distribution. I thought it was not. It was just developed for Windows. Sorry, that's how it is. I hope it was some fun.